thank you so much for joining me on this little journey of Halloween season spectacular. I'm sorry, I was distracted. You could tell I was distracted. A little Every Day is Halloween in the background to soundtrack what you just heard on this special. This is, I just realized, my fifth year in a row doing an Every Day is Halloween special. I'm trying not to repeat too much, but it really is like my favorite show of the year. It's very much flashbacky to simpler times. And the music is still really comforting to get gloomy together. Cocteau Twins finished us off by request for my sister. She wanted to hear In Our Angelhood. She taught me about so much of this music, so she gets to trump all requests. I hate that word. Why did I just say that word? Anyway, Killing Joke did Follow the Leaders. So fun. After Fad Gadget, shout out to Joletta, who requested Ricky's Hand. Skinny Puppy by request for Carl. There was a bunch of people on the chat board that wanted to hear Skinny Puppy. We played Love in Vain after Snog. Light yet refreshing. Tear Garden, of course, featuring Edward Caspell. Did you know Legendary Pink Dots is playing Sultan Room soon? Maybe I already said that. Anyway, In Search of My Rose is what you heard. Gruesome Twosome, shout out to Jazz, who I was very much going to the clubs with all the time. That was a great suggestion from her. Hallucination Generation, the Siamedic Nightmare version. After The Devil Does Drugs from My Life with Thrill Kill Cult. Impossible to say. Impossible. The Cramps brought you The Way I Walk. Sisters of Mercy, of course, with Walk Away. We had to do the walk block. Get it? I'm trying to go fast because Alan's just like staring at me through the door, intimidating me. Anyway, XML Deutschland brought you Augen Black, and we topped it off with High Viz, Trauma Bonds. Congratulations to the winners of the tickets. It took two tries, but I got you. I got you. I have two people that are going to have a ton of fun. I lied. Jeans is not playing with them. Sorry. But I hope that doesn't change because you're going to see High Viz on October 10th. Time for me to get out of here. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. My name is Mona. I'm out. I'm not here next week. So my gift to you is Monica, legend, icon. She used to like run Tommy Boy forever. She signed RuPaul. This woman is amazing. You should be so lucky to get to hear from her. So anyway, but before that, don't go anywhere. It's time for you to ask Alan. Alan, let me ask you a question. Alan. Barge, I'm sorry. I actually took extra long just to annoy you. All right, it's your turn. Bye-bye. Ask Alan.
Yes. Yes. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she's stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Yeah. Ask Alan.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. Ask Alan. Ask Alan.
Yeah.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems? Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm styling.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Alan out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is Eagle Talents. You know Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Alan. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Alan. You get hit with claws out, baby, it's Eagle Talon. Eagle Talon.
Yeah.
Ask Alan.
What?
Season him up, 1,000 hours. Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems? Ask Alan. Ask Alan. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Ask Alan.
What?
I'm wild.
I'm wild.
Ask Alan.
Ask Alan.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, y'all.
This is Ask Alan. Advice on any topic from a uniquely unqualified purveyor of advice. I know not what I do, but I do it anyway. It is the Hellraiser. We'll talk more about that later. Seems to be off to a good start from what I can tell. But what the hell do I know? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. You can go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board. And you too can give advice. Because sometimes I don't have all the answers, but you may.
What DAW am I on, I wonder?
It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters! I'm on DAW 1, right?
Now I'm on DAW 1. All right, so give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Maybe you got pet issues. I suddenly have a pet issue. I'm real stressed out. Tico, who is here with me today, wrestling with a stuffed animal as we speak, is truly in love with his girlfriend, Luna. They live next door to each other, and I've had this great, this perfect situation with our neighbor, his mom, Luna's mom, where they spent all of their time together since they were like puppies, little puppies. So they are really like one unit. They're really, really in love with each other. And Mark's a young guy and with a successful, and he lives in a small one-bedroom apartment, and he's in a great relationship with an awesome woman. So they're going to be moving to her farm upstate New York. Luna's going to have the farm life. But Tico in about 6 months is going to be ripped away from his girlfriend. It's going to be hard. So maybe one of these weeks I'll be asking you for advice, but not tonight. Tonight you call me. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic except real estate or stocks. Because I just don't care about those things. Lots going on. Needless to say, there's like a lot of instability in the world. How you coping? I just play with my dog That's how I'm coping. Thinking about caring for relatives. Are you a person who has to care for relatives? I've been in and out of that for the past several years. Oh, the phone lines are open. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. Un momento. Yo. Uh-oh. Whoa. Hello? Oh, Madonna me. Well, I'm in program. Everything is as it should be. Whoa, they're popping. Hello, you're on the radio. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Oh, hi, you there? Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, hi, you there? Uh-oh. Do-do-do-do-do. Scott Williams, maybe come on down here. We're having some phone line issues. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic? Maybe I'll give Scott Williams a call. Why not? On the radio. Un momento, por favor. Do-do-do-do-do. And it's fall in New Jersey, and maybe you're thinking about taking some day trips. I got some ideas. It's a beautiful time to live in New Jersey. Relationship issues, first dates, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. Maybe you got stuff going on with your kids. Hold on. Hello, you're on the radio.
Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I can hear you now. I was going to say mono, and then it sounds like you're hanging up on people or they're hanging up on you.
Yeah. Thank you. I think that, thanks for calling, because now I know the phone lines are working. Thanks, man.
It's great. Yeah, no problem. Cheers.
Right on. All right, those people who were calling, call back. Scott, ignore me. 201-209-9368. We had a bunch of calls coming in, and they were dropping for some reason. But call back, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. I got an idea from my good friend Jim the Poet that he said, you know, maybe some people can't ask for advice while during the 1 hour on Fridays. So if you want to leave a message on the Ask Alan answering machine, go grab a pen. It's 973-352-7908, and then you could ask me for advice on the Ask Alan answering machine. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan. Sorry, my phone was acting weird for some reason. I think those first two calls were from me.
Uh-huh.
Kind of dropped.
What's your name?
Bandit. I'm over on the...
Oh, hi, Bandit.
Hey. I have a bit of a silly question. Not anything serious. What's your favorite candy since it's Halloween time?
Well, put that into asking for advice. Phrase it as asking for advice.
Okay. Form of question. No, I don't know how to form it into a piece of advice. I'm so sorry.
How, you want me to do it for you?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what kind of candy to eat. What would you recommend?
Reese's Cup.
No, I was doing that for you.
Oh. I am so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I will let you go.
No, don't let me go. No, so I like any combination of chocolate and caramel and chocolate and peanut butter. I don't like when you mix chocolate and coconut. I think that's disgusting. It's kind of like pineapple on pizza. It's a no. So I would,
fair enough.
There's a lot of different combinations of chocolate and peanut butter. I try to get away from like the mass produced candy now and try to get something with a little more quality, a little less sugar, better ingredients. So if you're going to eat, I try to eat less candy. So when I do, I try to eat some, you know, better quality stuff. Chocolate and peanut butter, chocolate and caramel combination is how I like to roll. ice cream lately. I've gotten my new favorite ice cream is what's the blackberry chip or black raspberry chip. All right.
Nice. Yeah.
Thanks,
Thank
Bandit.
Thank you.
All right, bye. 201-209-9368. It's always a rocky start here on Ask Alan, but I think we are, phones are working. Madonna, me, the nervous. So yeah, if you want to leave a message in off Ask Alan hours seeking advice, 973-352-7908 is the Ask Alan answering machine. Oh, Madonna, me. So go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board and do the advice thing with me, please. A lot of people lately have been calling, like, with issues with their kids, teenagers. I think it's an interesting time to be a parent of a teenager, and it's an interesting time to be a teenager. I am not a parent, so I get to radio cosplay as one when people ask for advice on their kids, because I have a lot of friends with kids, and I see from the outside the issues that they have with them. So maybe, crazy time to be a teenager if you grew up in the COVID years. And then came out of the COVID years, and you're existing in this current climate of craziness that we're living in. So that presents challenges to both the parents and the teenagers, right? So 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. Pet issues are at my front and center right now. That's what I'm mostly thinking about. So if you're having some of those, let's talk it out. And que más? Que más? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. I also now have a, trying to send out a weekly newsletter. So you could send an email to Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. And, you know, you get the weekly advice email. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Mrs. Bucci.
Hey, Mrs. Bucci, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, settling into the new slot, as they say.
It's a good slot. It's a good slot. Hope you're keeping it warm.
Trying. Tico's keeping it warm.
I have a pet question. Well, actually, first I wanted to say I love black raspberry chocolate chip ice cream. That is a very good selection.
Oh, that's all I do anymore. It's kind of like I've turned into like a creature of habit every time it's ice cream.
It's an addiction. But I have a pet question for you. So we have a cat.
Oh.
And he was recently diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
But they gave him like a month to live or 2 years to live, so we don't know.
Mm.
And now he's doing excellent, and he's just walking around like a normal cat. And he wasn't eating for a month, and he lost like 6 pounds, which wasn't a big deal because the cat was 17 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But so now he's a normal cat size. So my question to you, Alan, is now the cat wants to eat all the live long day with the medicine he's on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's eating and eating and eating. And I feel bad because I want to just feed him all the time, but it's very annoying. So what should I do? Should I stop him, or like these are his last days and just let him go crazy?
So does the cat seem healthy? Does it seem like?
He seems great.
And
he
is
seems like a normal cat.
And what is this medicine doing? What is it? How is the medicine affecting?
It's like steroids, and you inject it into his mouth.
And what is it doing to the cancer?
I think it's keeping it at bay. Apparently, they can't like operate because it's too much, and so they just said, just give him the steroids. It'll get his appetite up and get his weight back, and so that's what it's doing. But I'm like, man, I have to feed this cat 20 times a day now. Like, he's ravenous.
Is it cancerous tumors?
Yeah, it's in his intestines. And I can't talk to Bucci about it because he has a deathly fear of cancer. So.
Oh, and who's closer with the cat? You or Bucci, or are you both? Are you really?
Bucci's closer with the cat, but the cat's closer with me. So it's very, you know, circular.
Right. And so your issue is, do I keep feeding the cat?
Well, I'm going to definitely feed him.
No, but I mean, do I keep feeding it?
Or should I feed him? He would eat like 900 times a day. And so I'm stopping him from doing that because I also can't just, I'll run out of house and home.
What's the vet say about long-term health, about constantly eating it or not eating? Does the vet say just do whatever, it doesn't matter? Or
she said do whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
So then why don't you just fill a giant bowl with food so you don't have to constantly keep doing it yourself?
He won't eat dry food. He's only eating the wet food.
Uh-huh.
So I have to open up cans of like disgusting, you know, cat food. It's kind of gross.
So it's kind of moving towards the end. Why don't you give the cat like...
could be 2 years of this.
So why don't you start doing like broiled fish and chicken?
So I have to make a whole meal for the cat?
See, this all depends on your relationship with your cat, because I'm like, Tico's my son, and I'm deranged. And I have the dog is 3, and I already cry like probably 5 times a week thinking about when he's towards the end of his life. And
this is definitely Bucci's relationship with the cat. I love the cat so much, very, very much. I mean, we've already put a lot of money into this cat to learn he is riddled with tumors, but he's, you know, our family member, of course, that want to feed him.
Right.
But, you know, I got to do my job too, and he's meowing and meowing.
Well, then.
And I have to hold him all day. Yeah.
Make Bucci do it.
I know. Bucci. Where is Bucci? He's not even home right now. He's just out on the street.
He's just dumping another responsibility on you?
Now
another hard responsibility?
Friday. He's roaming.
He's living the good life. Are you sure this is right? You sure this is what you want? He's going to come home drunk every Friday.
Oh, gosh.
So, it all depends on your relationship with your cat. I'd probably be giving Tico steaks and broiled fish and
do you think that's like going to fill him up? Like maybe I should just give him more real food?
Try it. Maybe like real protein, healthier.
Like a steak or something.
Yeah,
okay.
But also check with the vet, because just because we think it's good and it's good for a dog, like find out what's really real food is good for a cat.
No, I want to ask Alan.
Well, I know, right. So ask Alan's telling you maybe check with the vet on if you can give him what kind of really healthy human protein can you give him that's maybe even better for him than whatever slop you're giving him in a can.
They told us to give him slop in a can.
I know. I don't know. Get maybe that kind of a protein that you're cooking will digest slower and satisfy him for a longer period of time.
I'll have Bucci roast up some steaks for our cat.
First, find out if the cat is allowed to eat steak, first of all. And second of all, this is a good time for me to say I am not an expert on anything.
What?
Good luck. I feel for you. I can't even. It hurts me to even think about
that. It's hard. I know. I'm sorry. You asked for an animal topic. But...
Now you got me crying over here.
No, don't cry.
It's all right. Good luck and keep me posted.
Thanks, Alan. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the radio.
Oh. I have a relationship advice question.
Oh, you do, huh? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Nutley.
Oh, I think I know who this is. Who? What's your name?
Skripowicz.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what's your relationship issue?
Yeah, so the relationship question I have is this.
Uh-huh.
So you're dating somebody for like a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
You liked them. And then all of a sudden, he's not into you because he can't handle the relationship anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you meet someone new,
mm-hmm.
then they want you back. And what am I supposed to do with that?
So somebody wants you back?
Yeah. But now I'm in a committed relationship.
And the guy, well, who are you more in love with?
Well, I don't know. I guess the guy that I'm with now.
Try him.
The other guy was like, you know, I can't take risks with him, though. You know, he likes to, like, you know, we all loved up. And then, like, all of a sudden he's like, nah, I can't handle it anymore because he can't be in a relationship because it's too much for him. But then he wants me back when I don't want him.
Well, how's your current relationship?
It's very good. It's pretty stable. It's pretty good. It's been a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now his friend wants me too now.
His friend wants you too?
Yeah, so I don't know what to do.
So you got two other guys who want you besides your current relationship?
Yeah.
Well, are you drawn in by those other men, I'm assuming?
Yes, I am.
Is it alluring? Are you thinking about it?
I don't know. Sometimes, I guess.
Well.
What could have been? Do I risk the relationship I'm in now because of that?
Well, I mean, just fool around on the side for once or twice and see if you still feel that flame, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think you go for it.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice there, pal.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. Bye.
There's a history there. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. This is Ask Alan. Mrs. Bucci calling in with pet issues. Tico sprawled out with a stuffed animal underneath his head as a pillow. It's a busy day here at the Woof Moo. Jody Peyote's got Los Microwaves up in Studio B. And at 7 p.m., Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam will be coming on, but we have about a half hour of advice giving, so give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. It is, un momento, it is the WFMU Hellraiser, as you may know. This, as you know, is the end of year sort of catch up to keep WFMU solvent and doing okay as we head into the new year. This year takes on a little bit extra meaning. A grant that we've been receiving for a long time, $200,000 a year grant, has disappeared due to the current raid on all things public by the federal government, and so it's kind of a big deal, and it has to be made up during this Hellraiser. We've got a bunch of calls coming in. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, lower your radio.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Don't curse.
No, I won't do that.
Good. What's your name? Yeah, whatever you want.
Let's go with Bernard.
All right, Bernard. Where are you calling from?
Staten Island.
What do you got? How can I help you today?
I don't know, man. I'm just feeling real blue. Just real down in the dumps lately, you know?
I mean,
like, how do I put it? I'll be going about my day at work or after work, and I'm trying to enjoy the beautiful fall weather and foliage, and then just get hit. It's like, well, what am I doing? Why am I driving around? Why do I have to drive a car around? Why do I have a phone? Why am I looking at this screen all this? It's just, you know, I can't escape that feeling of, like, why? What is the point of all this? This isn't right. What do you got?
So you're having an existential crisis about the meaning of life or about the things that you're doing that aren't feeling very meaningful?
Probably just sporadically throughout day and night. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'll get hit with that wave. Like, well, this really isn't making any sense. And it isn't adding up to anything. So what's the recourse?
What do you think is causing that thing? Is it something bigger in the world, or is it just your life in general?
Kind of both, right? I mean, I don't know. Trying to collect all my thoughts here. Sorry.
It's all right.
Forgive me for that. Thanks for picking up, too. That's real nice of you guys. Last time I called in to FMU, they hung up on me. Don't feel hot about that.
Well, now maybe you'll feel a little bit better about one thing. We didn't hang up on you. So,
yeah, I could take that, right? So it's like I could have a nice conversation with somebody like you, and then that's a small victory, and I'll feel good about it. But then within who knows how long, it's straight back to the drudgery.
There's
so much to be blue about.
What are your relationships like in life? Do you have good friends? Do you have good family? What's your day-to-day?
For the most part, I'd say. But then, you know, you're by yourself and you catch yourself doubting, oh, do they really care about me? Do they really want to see me, spend time with me, so on and so forth.
So you're even questioning your, how, do you have long-term good friends? Do you have a best friend?
I suppose, right? I mean, I got people that I have known for years and I'm friends with, but...
What do you do for work?
Trees. I work in trees.
You're a tree guy?
Yes.
You climb those...
You would think I'd be real happy-go-lucky, right?
No, that's a dangerous job. That's like the scariest job, tree guys, man. Woo. So you're like the tree guy that goes up in the bucket or climbs the trees with the spikes and goes up with a chainsaw and takes trees apart?
Inspection, all facets of the trees, planting, removing.
Really? That's how do you feel when you're like hanging from a tree, just swinging around with a chainsaw in your hand? How's that feel?
I don't. It's easy to, when you're doing the work, to forget about everything else in life. But then sometimes, even when you're doing the work, you get hit with a second for like, what am I even doing?
That's scary.
That doesn't
because
even serve any purpose, right? What are we doing here?
That's tough because you got to really be focused when you're doing that job, or all of a sudden a 2-ton friggin' limb will just knock your head off, right?
Well, you know, we tie them up and make sure they're all safe. It's a big crew, sort of teamwork type thing.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, what are some of the things you do that make you feel good?
Oh, boy. I mean, anything, right? It could be anything.
Well,
the
like,
same things that'll make me feel bad can make me feel good in a different headspace.
Well, I mean, doom scrolling probably doesn't make you feel too good, right?
No, I kind of quit that.
All right, that's good. So you're recognizing you got to remove some of the crappy stuff in your life that's making you feel crappy, right?
Yeah.
And then you said sometimes you're just driving around, like do you have a family? Are you in a relationship? Do you have kids? Are you married? Are you single? What's your deal?
No, single. I mean, I've got pretty nice family relationships. You know, I don't have any bad blood with siblings and cousins and all that stuff.
And you're making decent money and you're paying the bills.
Yeah, right? So it's like, what would somebody like me have a reason to feel blue about?
No, I mean, everybody has a reason to feel blue sometimes. And that's all contextual. It doesn't mean like, it's not always about financial security or, I mean, right now, I think a lot of people feel uncertain and terrible and scared. And even if it's indirectly, you know, if a whole bunch of people are feeling that way, it kind of spreads. It's kind of like it rubs off on everybody, right? So it's a tough time to not feel crappy some of the times. You got a pet?
I'll pet Sid. That's
yeah.
Is that joy, you know? And somebody, hey, can you watch my dog? Can you stop in and give my dog a walk? Yeah.
I mean, that's great, and you like doing that, right?
Yeah.
Going
back to your question on what makes you feel good, that's usually like a surefire good thing.
I mean, I think that's the answer to all of me. I just can always fall back to get like a really good little pet. But then, you know, then you have a time commitment and then it's sort of, you know, it's a big responsibility. I don't easily say just go ahead and get a pet. But if you have the time and you're able to treat an animal well, everything that's terrible in the world, when I come home to my dog, I am like just pure 100% happy. So I maybe you could spend more time fostering if you don't want to make the big commitment. Less time doing the crappy things, more time doing the things that make you feel good. If you're having an existential crisis, maybe you gotta, do you exercise enough? I mean, you're in trees, you exercise a lot.
Yeah, maybe too much sometimes.
Yeah, okay, because that's important, right? I mean, I'm sorry you're feeling crappy, and I don't think I have any good answers. I think less of the bad stuff, and I think a lot of people know that you're not alone right now. A lot of people are feeling terrible. And I think you less time on the doom scrolling, less time, if I don't know if you're a news junkie, less time on that. You want to be informed, but you don't want to be over-informed. And call in here every week, and we'll talk a little bit, and maybe that'll help a little bit.
Oh, hey, thanks.
I don't know.
Being able to dialogue with someone is a nice refresher late in the day.
I hope you feel better, and I don't think I helped you much, but I think you should foster some dogs.
That's a fine idea. Well, hey, thank you for entertaining my time and conversation.
Good luck out there. It's rough business.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Jim the Poet.
Hey, Jim the Poet, what's going on? Oh, don't curse.
What?
Don't curse.
I'm not going to curse. Why am I going to curse?
I don't know. You sound like you might curse.
You can tell just by the sound of my voice that I'm gonna say something bad.
What's going on?
Oh, I got a lot of problems.
I know.
How about the girlfriend problem? I don't have a girlfriend. What should I do about that?
We've had this conversation on Ask Alan already.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't work. You said to listen to people, and that didn't work at all.
Yeah, but do you actively listen, or you just make believe you listen?
Yeah, no, I was listening really hard.
Yeah?
Yeah, so super hard.
You had a date, and it didn't go well?
No.
What was this? Well, tell us about the date.
Which one?
I don't know. Which one were you really, like, excited about that just completely fell to pieces?
I don't know. That could be any number of dates.
So you go on a lot of dates?
Well, sometimes. I mean, I feel like they're dates. Like, if you start talking to me, I feel like that's a date.
Oh, so, like, we're on a date right now?
Yeah, we're on a date.
Yeah.
So, but this is the most serious. My relationship with you is the most serious one I got going right now.
So, do you use the dating apps?
Yeah, they're bad.
Do you which one are you using the most?
All of them. Yeah, all of them. I had apps I was using.
Pull up one of your profiles. Pull up your profiles.
I had different profiles on different apps.
I want to hear about one of them right now. Pull up the one you use the most. Your profile.
The one I use. All right, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's going to take I got 3 phones, so you know, it's not going to be a problem for me.
Why do you got 3 phones?
We'll talk about that in another episode of Ask Alan.
You got burner phones?
We can't get into every one of my problems.
So then why did you tell me?
Then why did Hellraiser program?
Why did you tell me you have 3 phones if you didn't want to talk about it?
Because we got to stay on the topic here.
Okay.
Jim's lonely and you know needs love, needs affection.
I mean, you're out more than most people that I know out in the world. I always see it. I mean, if your Instagram's telling a true story, listen, I don't want to mess with your mojo because your superpower, I think, or at least you think it is wearing animal suits in public everywhere you go.
Well, I wore an Elmo suit to Yankee Stadium last night. That was very popular. Although they
popular
made me take the Elmo hat off during the Yankee game.
When you say popular, did you
there were many Yankee fans dancing around me rhythmically, laughing hysterically, putting Yankee hats on me, pouring beer on me. It was a pretty fun time.
Right, so you're the mascot.
Yeah, I was like the mascot of the losing team.
So let's hear this profile a little bit.
All right, wait a minute, I'm looking here. It took me a while to read down, because then I get depressed. See, I like everybody on the like I just like everybody. So like, then you sort of sort it out for the people who like you back. You know, because I don't have time to like read everybody's thing or whatever. What? All right, I'm looking at my profile here. It's got me, and I got a cowboy hat on. And
does it have a little
smoking
summary?
I look good.
What's the summary say?
Oh, wait a minute. I think it says I'm a poet and a DJ. Wait a minute. Boy, I would have had this up if I knew you were going to ask me all these questions.
Well, isn't that what you called for to get some? Like,
it says my perfect first date is robbing a bank. All right, and then it says don't be mad if I write poems about you. And then it says, my personal hell is writing dating profile stuff.
All right. Well, I guess the first line is cute, but why don't you just get rid of it? Because most of the people looking
at it. I got to get rid of it? Okay.
That's the first line. Get rid of the robbing a bank. Like, what's the point? They're like, oh, ha, that's cute. Yeah.
No, I mean, that might be a real problem down the road because I'm also unemployed. So, you know, that's another episode of Ask Alan.
Right. So this thing gets you dates.
No, well, no. I mean, you start talking to people on the profile. I mean, I don't get lots of dates from the online stuff. You really, I think I'm one of those people you got to see in person to realize like what's going on. Because like on the dating apps, it's just the super attractive people get dates all the time, over and over again.
Well, I saw you recently. You look pretty good. You lost some weight.
I lost some weight. I'm on one of those GLP-1 shots or whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I made a street sign dating app thing. It says Data WFMU DJ. That I thought that would get some people at the station to maybe take a look at me, but
no.
So far that hasn't worked out that great.
Well, they already know you.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah. So when this is the last thing, the last date that you went on, did you actually meet up with somebody somewhere, like in a place where you talked and it was like considered a date that you picked it up from one of these apps?
Yeah, yeah. Most of the time, it's like, you know, you go out with your friends.
All right, I don't want to hear about most of the time.
Drunk, and
I want to hear.
Then you have, you know, you make out with your friends.
Did you? You make? Wait, so you are making out with people?
Well, I did. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was nice.
So, what are you complaining about?
No, but I'm saying like that's not long term because you know.
So you want one of these to turn? So the last person you made out with, who decided it wasn't going to be go any further? You were the person.
Well, I think she's a lesbian, so I mean, I don't have that. I don't have those kind of skills.
So that's not your fault. That doesn't mean anything bad about
you. No, I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, you know, it was great all the way around. Is what I'm saying.
It sounds to me like the apps are working for you. You're making out with people. You're hanging out with a lot of different kinds of people.
But how do you get them to stay? You know, I mean, how do you get them to you know?
You got that's what the whole dating app thing
I mean,
is about.
Is there anyone you know, like anyone on the boards right now, especially?
I'm not looking at the board. You should check. If anybody's available on the board, then you want to meet Jim the Poet. What's your email address?
What about that lady from Nutley? She sounded like she had a lot of people chasing her around.
You? Oh yeah, Skripowitz. Do you want to put your you want to put your freaking phone number on the playlist and comments board?
Yeah, well, I got three phones, so I could put my phone number up there.
Do that, and then you want to what's your email address?
That's Jim the Poet at WFMU.
If you want to date Jim the Poet, and you, what's your type, Jim?
I like either real crazy mean people or real nice people.
Oh, no in between.
No in between. It's got to be real, like Mother Teresa or Hannibal Lecter.
Okay. So if you are a serial killer or a leader of
a Catholic saint.
That's a saint? I mean, okay. Then give Jim the Poet jimthepoet@wfmu.org.
All right. Well, you know, thanks for the help, Alan.
I don't think I was very helpful, but because to me it sounds like you're doing way better than me. You're out there dating, so good for you. You know,
we can put your phone number on the boards right. And see if somebody texts you.
The whole point of the apps is to just volume, go on a lot of dates until you find one you like. So just keep doing.
That sounds exhausting.
Well, that's what you're doing.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So I was talking about Hellraiser. That was Jim the Poet. This is Ask Alan on WFMU. And we are in the middle of our Hellraiser. And I can tell you that, well, as mentioned, it's a $200,000 void that we're used to getting every year. And it's going to be greatly missed. And I can tell you from being around this building and occasionally working on this building, I mean, we just went, like, I think almost 2 weeks without water. Pipes are rusted out and breaking. And this is the kind of building that it's never going to end. This isn't the kind of place that you're going to catch up with repairs. And then one day you're not going to have repairs for 10 years. This building is really, really old. So everything is kind of piecemealed, and it's kind of scary. And maintenance is one of the things that a lot of this money goes to. And so I know there's a lot of stress around here, more so than usual over the past several years. And so if you can make a donation, please support WFMU and this Hellraiser season. This is a new show, so if you're going to make a donation, it would be nice if you... You know, if you've been enjoying this dialogue for several weeks, then drop some coin on Ask Alan. And if you used to like 6 Degrees, you could show your love here at Ask Alan. They got these two amazing new T-shirts. The Jersey Devil T-shirt by Alicia Berbenek. It's awesome. I can't wait to get mine. The Cubist Delight T-shirt by Mary Fleener. And it's a 30-year anniversary reprint, and it's awesome. And you can get both T-shirts and a DJ Premium for $100, which means you could still get my last DJ Premium, which was 6 Degrees of Weed Juice with a hand-drawn image of Tico on the cover. Made by listeners. The music. So, yeah, lots of events coming up. Sea Monkeys at Monty Hall on Saturday. I'll be there working for Ruth. There's Hardy White's live show is on October 11th. Paul Bruno's birthday party is on the 12th. And then the record fair is coming up in New York City 11, 8, and 9, November 8th and 9th. So support this radio station. It's public things, free form and independent of corporations and things that were at least without any, you know, no corporate underwriting or anything, but we got a grant and all of that kind of stuff is disappearing. And so it's kind of a crucial time to support WFMU. So I hope you will support the radio station. And if you're enjoying Ask Alan, that as well. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. I give advice on almost anything. And you should give a call and get some advice. You can go to WFMU.org playlist and comments board. They're out there making suggestions on advice. Jim the Poet dropped his email address there, I do believe. If he didn't, he should now. A lot of folks out there on the playlist and comments board. And give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Beautiful fall weather settling in here in northern New Jersey. I'll be taking some day trips with the dogs. And maybe that's a, you're looking for a fall date. A nice thing to do around the New York metropolitan area. Let's talk it out. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Let's This is Ask Alan. Relationships, man. That's the fun ones. What do you got going on in your relationship life? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan. I have a question that I don't think it's medical advice. I don't know if what your policy is. You probably ought not to be doing that, but maybe you do anyway.
I don't think
it's quite there.
Okay.
But closely related, I'm having like major earwax problems, and I've tried everything. It's especially my left ear. I do the drops, I do the rinses, and you get all this conflicting information online. I don't know what to do.
So earwax, huh? So what's the research you've done? Why do some people get more earwax than others? Do you know?
No, I don't. I mean, it's like just people are different. I think like it's why do some people have dry skin or oily skin? I think I've got some dryness there and it gets like really caked in there.
Yeah.
And I do find like the drops in some of the rinses stuff will actually work, but I'm very hesitant to do it sometimes because it usually makes it worse for a couple of days until it gets better. Like I can kind of hear out of it. Then I put the drops in completely clogged. Then I sometimes even start going a little crazy. Like it's almost like claustrophobia or the opposite of claustrophobia. Like, you know, with claustrophobia, you can't get out. Like I can't get this thing out of my ear. It's like it's right there and I can't get it out and it starts making me nuts.
I know what you mean. I feel that about like when something gets in my belly button, it'll drive me absolutely out of my freaking mind. Like you get a little piece of like something in your belly button and it won't come out. Oof. So, all right. So have you ever, because I remember one time earwax buildup was starting to affect me and I actually went to a doctor. Have you ever gone to a doctor for it?
I did. My primary care physician notices it when they look in my ears. And she was like, one time she was like, want us to try to get it out? I'm like, yeah. And they did this they didn't do it well. They weren't good at it. They had some bottle thing that they tried to squirt and it didn't work. It actually hurt and it made it worse.
How does it affect you? Like, what do you feel?
Well, I can't hear. Sometimes I've learned it used to hurt a lot, but I realized I was doing that in the way. So I have I don't stick Q-tips or I don't do any of that stuff. Maybe that's part of the problem, but I'm very good about not sticking things in there. But I would kind of put my pinky in, and I was sort of like irritating the lining. And so I'm a lot more gentle with it now. It doesn't really hurt, so that's better. But it's still, I can't hear. I mean, it gets to the point my hearing is totally, it's like almost gone.
Why don't you use Q-tips? You don't have to stick it all the way in your ear, but like I think if you just keep getting that outer, because if it keeps building up, at least if you're getting the crap out on the outer layer, because you're just allowing it to build up and build up and build up. Are your ears itchy? Because I know I have an issue with, like, I think it's my sinuses that create issues with my ears, and I get, like, at night I wake up with, like, horribly itchy ears. But does it affect you, like, other than not being able to hear?
Yeah, I say usually not anymore, either not being able to hear, or every once in a while when it's really bad, it's almost like I get some weird claustrophobia, and I obsess over it, and I can't focus on other things. I'm like, I need to get this out of my ear.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it'll go on for, like, maybe 3 or 4 days, so
I don't want to tell you, like, it almost sounds like you need a routine. It sounds like you have some weird wax buildup that's, like, maybe some people just have more wax buildup. So when you do use, like, one of the kits from CVS, does it help for a little while?
It usually does, yeah, but it usually makes it worse at first, which is why I kind of procrastinate, and then when it finally do it, it's like that I probably have just... Yeah, I think I need to be more regular, but what I have found is, like, when I go online, I even hear doctors say this, like, it's really shocking how little research there is and how really little solutions there are for this very common thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is, one of those things where you get all this conflicting information, and... It's just like nobody seems to be having some strong incentive to, like, figure this out.
In this day and age, the fascists taking over the world, and you can't even friggin' get the earwax out of your ear.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I hear some things, like, you know, do like a 50-50 peroxide water mix.
I used to
regularly.
Do that. And then I think a big part of it is when you do it before, you should do it before bed, and then you have to, the ear that you do one night, lay so it's allowed to drain out. So lay on a towel or something that's not going to leak through, disgustingly through your pillow. But I think it's really important to allow for drainage. So I think you use one of these kits and then you lay on your side and, you know, purposefully allow it to drain and then do the other ear the next night.
Yeah, I think the key really is, like, I have to be more proactive. But like I said, I get into this weird thing, like, every once in a while I was trying to do that, and then I would just completely clog it up, and I'm like, oh, no. And then so it causes me to get into weird, like, anxiety or procrastination. And
we don't want that.
I don't know, but I just, like,
it
every once
like...
in a while I'll talk to someone who's like, oh, I know what you should do, and they do give me a good tip, so... Maybe I'll check the message board, see if anyone out there...
Yeah, check the message board. I think being more routine about it, just making sure you're not doing it too... Like, do a little follow-up with some research. How often is too often?
You know, there's so much... I mean, in real... Like, they're real doctors, and they'll tell you exact opposite things.
Yeah, yeah. If this is a thing that somebody... Boy, somebody could... somebody does some real, like, hardcore medical research and finds a solution to this, they might be on the cutting edge of the next revolution of medical science. So,
yeah, like, it's like a simple thing. I guess because it's not really considered a major medical thing, like, nobody has any big incentive.
Well, I think for you got to be more routine with it, but not too much. So do a little research before you do that. And lay on your side so it drains. All right?
I usually don't have a problem with drippage. It usually, like...
I got some calls coming in, so I'm going to let you go. But good luck.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
Yeah, man. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Your name? What's your name?
So I was listening to your earwax guy and his issue, and you guys are kind of making me upset because you weren't saying the exact thing that I did recently that really helped.
Which was that?
Okay, so there's, like, these syringes, and it's not you can't use a normal syringe because the earwax removal syringe has, like, a 3-part stream that it shoots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get it. You take a nice warm shower and then, you know, take a cup in there with you and then you fill up the syringe and then shoot that thing in there over and over and over again. And I had, like, big old chunks of wax, like, all over the shower floor, man. It really worked.
So say that one more time. Describe what you did again with this. Now, what kind of syringe is this? Where'd you get it?
I got it at, I hate going there, but I got it at friggin' Walmart, man.
But was it made for this? Or was it made for a turkey base?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
No, it's not that big. It's not that big.
It's one of the kits that they sell in, like, CVS or Walmart or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well,
we did
talk about it. I did say, but get one of those kits where you squirt it into your ear. I did mention it.
Yeah, it's great. And now I bet the doctor could see right in there because before she could not. So... I hope it helps that guy because you guys are making me upset.
All right, I'm sorry you're upset, but I think we did talk about that. I think you missed it. But thank you.
Oh, did you? God dang it. All right.
All right, see you. 201-209-9368. Earwax issues here on Ask Alan. People with an unnatural buildup of earwax. We got time for at least a couple more calls. Put the needle on the record. Coming up at 7 p.m. Hello, you're on the radio. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, what's going on? I'm calling about the earwax issue.
Everybody's with the earwax. What do you got? What do you got?
I don't know why this guy hasn't tried out the candle. The ear candle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got it at CVS.
Yeah, I mean, I tried the candles once. It didn't really work very well. Then I ended up having to go to a doctor, and he did pretty good. Yeah, I think steady maintenance. And, yeah, maybe if he's listening, he's probably... I'm thinking this is a guy with some serious earwax issues. I think he probably did try the candles, the candle wax already.
I hope he's listening. If he is, try the candle or try the Listerine method. That's also kind of popular in the Midwest.
Listerine?
The Nectarine method.
What's that?
It's I really am not at liberty because I'm not a doctor. I don't want to give anyone the wrong idea. But if he Googles it, the Nectarine method is very helpful.
You actually use nectarines?
No, no. It's named after someone who invented it. That's like some form of their last name. The Nectarine method.
Okay. Earwax guy, check out the Nectarine method. Maybe you can go to the playlist and comments board and put that on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to check in. I'll be there.
All right.
All right, shout out Earth Crisis. Have a good night.
Right on. Who Crisis? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ask Alan tends to pick up towards the second half of the show. We got to get that first half of the show. We get that beginning. It's that first few minutes that stresses me out sometimes. I don't need stress. And as a reminder, if you don't have time to call in during 6 to 7 p.m., I have an Ask Alan answering machine where you could solicit advice on an answering machine, and then I will play it on the radio. That's 973-352-7908. Maybe somebody who's listening, put that on the playlist and comments board. That's 973-352-7908. That's the Ask Alan answering machine. You can call up and ask for advice, and I'll play it on the radio. Email me, alan@wfmu.org. And I'll sign you up for the weekly newsletter. This is Ask Alan. This is now part of the regular schedule. So phone calls need to be had. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We had a splurge of earwax calls. Unusual? No. Not on this radio program. I'll be down at Money Hall on Saturday for the Sea Monkeys. That's Dave DeSpaz's band at Money Hall. And that's, Saturday. That's tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Coming to the end of the first Ask Alan Hellraiser episode. Give a call, 201-209-9368. Maggie Hertz is working on a flyer with one of those tear-off things where you could tear the phone number off that I'm going to hang around New York City. Hello, you're on the radio.
Okay, Alan, this is Chris from Brooklyn. How are you?
Good. Is this another earwax call?
Actually, it is. I'm going to debunk everything you thought you knew about earwax.
Good, because I know nothing, so do debunk.
Oh, this is a rumen, by the way. Anyway, what I read was that there are two types. There's a soft and wet one that these men are complaining about that usually Westerners have. And then there's a dry one, a flaky one that just pops right out on its own. That's usually akin to the, I don't know, might be Asia. I don't know. So I'm going off of memory.
Soft and wet, what, blob of earwax?
Well, actually, it's either wet or it's dry.
Okay.
It comes in two flavors, okay? When I was a youth, a wee lad, I used to have horrible blockages. I mean, like, for weeks. I mean, those drops and flushes, they all didn't work except once. Anyway.
Let's get to the solution because I have a couple more minutes.
Okay. I came and met a woman one time who was from Korea. And something about people from Korea is each and every one of them that you met in the 90s, they'd all have their own little silver ear spoon because that's how the Koreans dealt with it.
Ooh.
Koreans traditionally have a drier earwax. And so what you do is they trust people not to stick it into their eardrum over there. So they were still selling this object. Usually it's made out of silver, like I said. So I started using an ear spoon, thanks to her, okay? Over the years, I think, like, sharing a spoon with her, I might have, like, you know, like those fecal transplants that they do to help people's gut biomes?
Mm-hmm.
I think that my earwax went from dry, from wet to dry with her help over the years.
By sharing a spoon without washing it?
Well, you know, we clean it, but I'm just like, you know, you cannot be perfect over a 30-year period, can you?
So you're telling
so
this
that's
guy...
that's my theory.
Tell this guy, all right,
so happened.
Get a silver ear spoon and find a partner with dry ear wax that you could share it with, and then maybe, like, gut biome, it will improve your earwax situation. I love this
story. And then the other thing is, if you use headphones like I do on a regular basis, I find that it's just like everything will just bundle together and roll out like little boulders after a while if you sleep. And heat and just sleep and lying on the side of your head will also help it to come tumbling down very easily.
Thank you.
And there is a solution. Hang in there, man. You can do it.
Good luck. Ah, man. Lost. There was a call coming in. 201-209-9368. Time for one more call. You are listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Estás escuchando Ask Allen en WFMU en East Orange, WMFU en Mount Hope, en la ciudad de Nueva York, en el condado de Rockland, en el 91.9 FM y en línea en WFMU.org.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Ben in Newark. How's it going?
Hi, Ben. How can I help you?
So my question is, we have a basement apartment. My sister-in-law has been living here for about 5 years, but she's moving out. That's a story for a whole other day. You know, 5 years is about as long as we can live with our in-laws. But my question is, I would like to rent it out again. Liz would like to reclaim the basement and, you know, use it for our own and just, you know. So I just wanted to get your advice on if we should give that a shot, if I should just go right back into trying to, you know, market this, see if we can get another tenant in.
Who's in there now?
My sister-in-law.
And she's leaving soon?
She's leaving soon. And, you know, we have a house, and it's one of those basement apartments where it has its own entrance, its own bathroom, its own kitchen. But the laundry, we have a washer-dryer, a laundry room down there, other things that we need. So it's also, like, not the most marketable to, you know, the average person as opposed to, like, a good friend or family member. Because,
hey,
you know, we have to go down there from time to time.
Here's my answer. I got a few seconds left of this show. Call back next week. And so I'm going to have a lot more questions.
Okay.
All right. Call me back. Call me back next week. All right. Please donate to Ask Alan for Hellraiser. Put the needle on the record. Coming up oh so soon.
Original song And we're live, baby. Shout out, going out to James, the engineer in Jersey. I'm Billy Jam. This is Put the Needle on the Record. And today's playlist is no frills, just the basics, no images. Your radio station, WFMU, Hellraiser, week one. I'll talk more about that a little later. Right now, though, got a lot of new music to play for you. A lot of it I just got today, including new Homeboy Sandman that dropped today. Right now, this is Soviets, a track called Pumpernickel. It features Planet Asia from Fresno and also Mocha Only. WFMU.
Don't know, say we are original song killer. Killer, 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 killer.
I got the wild style, style.
Jamaica, owner, soul controller.
I got the wild style, style, style.
Some cats that dump the install for the pumpernickel. You double over while the numbers triple. It's on the road to living comfortable. Keep your ones official, but can't forget to keep the hunger with you. Ugly world, I'm numb to the visual. Hate the message though, don't blast the messenger. Master venture, cash invested, crash the internet. Class and seminar, cavalry slash with the scimitar. My image raw, y'all blood clot, AstraZeneca. These haters probably love you. Me, I'm the bane of their existence. Rock the doggy muzzle. Steady stuntin' like a body double. Most rare linens like Barney Rubble. Fly vines and flex the party muscle. Stack dead politicians in cornucopias. It's sort of copious. The homies switch forms like Mobius. More associates. Legion swarm with the Soviets. My homie on the corner with the opiates. Bring them back.
One life to live, one life to get rich. The earth is my oyster, this game is my pitch. I came for the chips, y'all can keep the crackers. I came to meet the investor, so we can manufacture. I hold mine, sitting on the gold mine. Thought you had the game locked, it was mine the whole time. A shift in the matrix, we making ish change. My team got new jerseys, Biff James. My artwork colorful, insane. Kush combinations left the lab with big things. I spit flames like my own pilot. Run with the hyenas under the cold of silence. This change, this shit serious, it can get violent. Gotta throw away the politics dealing with pirates. If I start pressing the line, I happen to get retiring. Cause I know rappers is pussy and always be lying.
Kill off, 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 kill off.
I drop the heavy hits. I'm turning rap into confetti bits. Your man learned to rap, but I bet he bricks. You need a heart of steel to continue without a large appeal. And still peel domes for real. I recharge my skill. Listening to brethren ripping, this ain't hard to feel. The essence of hunger, I harbor zeal. Among the scavengers and harbor seals. Trying to get a fish out this bitch, but switch cause you aren't as real. My left ventricle is pumping on the cuff of my sleeve. Even if I wrap the stuff in my sleep, my autopilot rival Elon's cars. And I can spit the zeitgeist nice twice, be on Mars. I'm Mocha O, I'm quite icy. I pass the mic, you need your isotoners to hold it. If it sound like the 90s, I own it. In this era of the initial grammar, I got the witty banter. I'm from a crew called the City Planners. So eat a skin. To be in this game, you need some thick skin. You feel me? You really feel me? Word up.
Make a cut without the bleeding. The view is scenic. Wonder if you get my meaning. Legal tender's good for warning, not for needing. You dig and learn the difference between surrender and retreating. I'm on the Brooklyn fourth story, where it's filling brick. Philip K. Dick, short story. See you later, alligator. Off to paint an allegory. Yeah. Don't be mad at learning, keep it leisurely. Allegedly, the world keeps turning. Regardless of the physics, I don't fidget. If you don't think it's only God and me, because it's only God, then on that point we can agree. Everybody in the office is an officer. Thought I was a rapper, it turns out I'm a philosopher. Pointing out that MK Ultra was no fad. I represent the race and culture with no ads. It doesn't have a name cause language makes for limitation. I never chose a lane cause habit's bad for innovation. Calm and secure in the knowing being where I'm at's the only way that I'll get where I'm going. Coffee is a drug. Weed is a drug. When you's a drug addict, somebody gonna take advantage. UPF is a drug, so get it out your home. Alcohol's a drug, you're addicted to your phone. Is it hardcore to hypnotize youth? Cause it makes people bags when they don't have any shame. What is all for, if not to speak truth? Though it makes people mad and it makes people ashamed. I am never going to take part in reinforcing that things are as they appear. Am I the last person alive that even makes art? Instead of just telling folks what they want to hear. God is watching you and I. It's not a God from a book or in the sky. And I ain't never gonna lie. Nah, I ain't never gonna lie.
Open the cage, let the birds fly. Having a little 90s flashback. Open the cage, let the birds fly. Puff haze in the days, the shades off the third eye. Love, open the cage, let the birds fly. Puff haze to help take the shades off the third eye. It's a maze, I want to get her raised on the third try. Zero games, hear him spit flames as he burns high. Disco inferno, this flow's eternal. Full of the truth and hitting close to home like a turtle. Raise hell alone, but won't condone the infernal. Extra loud, but order watch your tone, it'll burn you. See, love gets tricky when people get angry. And loyalty goes straight out the window, quite frankly. Really right, the pain you feel in the night is uncanny. Worth so much more when moving together as a family. Family. Giving y'all that rundown quick, minus the criticizing and nagging, like what up now, trick? Ain't no minimum.